Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're back for another week. the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. I am joined by my friends, Gary Alexander, what's Bubba, Tress Collins. We're here to talk about your home loans. And if you haven't tuned in for the last 5 years in the fan at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, that's what we do at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. As you're all cooped up in your home, who knows what else you're doing in your confines. But we are happy to share with you the happenings in the mortgage business. I have not seen Bubba much this week. Trust me, we don't talk until we get to the show because you don't work here.
Yeah.
What's happening out there in the world, Tress?
Well, I've been working a lot at home. I have been running on the trail still, and that's been really nice, and I've been making a lot of homemade bread.
Homemade bread.
Yeah. It's been actually quite good.
Yeah. Just a bunch of
yeast.
Is there
a lot of bread eating going on at your house?
There is. Well, I actually have a bread machine, and it kind of makes small loaves, but we like bread. We like bread. And I don't, it's hard to find bread at the store now, but I like the non-GMO bread, and that's even harder to find, bread made with non-GMO flour. But I buy non-GMO flour, so I just make it
at home.
I have
no idea what you're talking about.
We're trying to get
really
bread non-GMO into your hands for your home loan. If you need some mortgage
bread.
We want to, hopefully this nightmare will all come to an end soon and you can all have your home values start to increase. But right now, Bubba, you've been here all week. People want to get cash outs, refinances. They're still purchasing here in Texas. All these loans are still happening, but what's happening on your phones?
It was time to tune up all the people that didn't cash in when the rates were low.
Well, the rates did drop this
week. The rates dropped this week almost to back to where they were month ago.
Well, we're back to all-time lows on mortgage rates, which is a good thing.
But we'll see on Monday.
Yeah. the biggest issue in the whole world right now, nearly everybody's being impacted.
Yes.
I would assume everyone's being impacted. However, and every industry has their own tales of the things that are causing their demise. I would assume not every industry. I would think that if you work for the federal government, you're generally not impacted because they're essential. They're important people. They're so important. They're more important than you, Tress, and they're more important than Gary, and they're more important than me. But beyond them, everyone else is impacted.
I'm so encouraged by you this week, Kevin. Thanks.
Everyone has their own way of being impacted. The mortgage world impacts everyone who has a mortgage is going to be impacted. If you don't have a mortgage, you're going to be impacted by the mortgage world. And we're just going to share you my view on the whole thing, and it's a very simple view, is that a lot of people are not paying mortgages. And a lot of people still have incomes and are not paying mortgages. A lot of people are just deciding not to pay their mortgage. And that's going to be a huge deal in the world going forward. I don't know how it's going to unfold. I don't know if there's going to be any way to say there's going to have to be a bailout for the mortgage industry if there's not, they just won't exist. we talked about it a little bit last week. When you don't pay your mortgage, your lender has to pay your mortgage for you. Lenders are not made of money. They borrow money. They use credit lines. And when the credit that they issue does not perform, the credit lines get shut down. And so there's been no change to regulatory requirements for mortgage companies. There's been no change to guidelines on notes that say if the consumer doesn't pay, you're forgiven as a lender. And so there hasn't really been much in the way of the CARE Act or anything else that makes me feel positive about the outcome of the mortgage industry. So that's just the facts. I mean, I don't see relief. It's not there right now, and it doesn't mean it might not be there someday, but that's the reality. So a lot of people are going to be out there. They're not going to be able to get a mortgage, you know. And if this goes on for any more than about another 2 weeks, then
yeah. You know what really drives me crazy is I have a person that did a loan back in February, all right? Cash out.
Got
considerable cash out.
Yes.
Before he even makes his first payment, he wants to know if he can not make his mortgage payment.
Ah.
Yes.
He says, because me and my wife are not working, this guy is a CFO of a big company here in Dallas, and he says he's not working. I don't believe that.
Yeah, well.
We're going to have to get a letter.
Well, here's the deal in the mortgage business.
Wow.
The care... we can't really get into politics much here. And so this is a mortgage show. The CARE Act allows for consumers who are unemployed to request a forbearance. But as I mentioned, if you request a forbearance and the mortgage company made the loan, has to buy the loan back. That will put all the mortgage companies out of business. The loans are done on credit lines. The credit lines are that the loans are then sold for a pittance, and then they end up in Fannie Mae's hands. But if you default, there is no guideline. There has been nothing written by the federal government that says the mortgage companies will get reimbursed. And so they've just said, oh, you don't got to make a mortgage payment. Well, when you stop the credit cycle, when you stop one person in the credit cycle, then credit stops. Because then the credit that was issued has no value, and the credit will stop. Mortgages will stop. So they said in the CARE Act, you don't have to prove up front that you lost. You just got to tell them you lost your job. You'll have to prove it later. But if you lie and say you lost your job, and then later they find out you didn't lose your job, that might be considered fraud, and you're going to get foreclosed upon. So it's every man for himself, it seems to me, right now. They've created an every man for himself situation that I'm seeing happening in the world. And so we're going to stick to mortgages in the meantime. In the meantime, mortgages are available. Rates are low. Rates came down this week. They came down probably by 0.25% this week. So your 15 years are possible back in the twos again. Mm-hmm. Your 30 years are possible in the very low threes right now. Mm-hmm. And so if you're trying to refinance, great. Because Texas Lending, and this goes for everybody that's out there. I mean, the situation of the credit situation, of people going into forbearance. Because, you know, there's one company that announced 86,000 people that asked for a forbearance. One servicer, 86,000, just last month, 86,000 asked for a forbearance. So that's 86,000 payments that have to be forwarded by that company to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae on the borrower's behalf. And so they gave you the money, and then they had to pay your payment for you. And so when they gave you the money, did it in your credit lines, it'd be like UTRES. You gave your neighbor $100,000. They asked if they could borrow $100,000 from you, went and put it on your credit card, gave them $100,000. And then they said, I'm not going to pay you, and you have to pay their credit card for them. Mm-hmm. I've seen the text. I've seen people post the things that say, here's what's going on in the mortgage business. And I've seen the responses of, wah, wah, who cares about mortgage companies, you know? And so that's the every man for himself.
Like we're evil.
Well, that's the every man for himself thing. So,
but, you know, it's like I taught my children. Every choice you make has a ripple effect to those around you. Whether you realize it or not, it does.
Yeah. And so the other thing I'm seeing is there is very quickly, this is escalating very quickly, there is a hierarchy of moral superiority going on that is going on so fast. And what I mean is they pass a random, you go on a golf course now. And so the morally superior person will now start having drones fly over golf courses and sending in video to police and reporting to them to the police because the person's walking on a piece of grass. So that person's morally superior and they care more about everyone else than that person that wanted to go out in the middle of the field and go golfing. You know, you've seen it. You've seen the stuff going on about the husband and wife sitting on their park bench and being threatened by police officers sitting too close to each other, even though they're married and they live together and they're always together and they're living in their house.
Sleep together.
Yeah, and so now you're standing too close in a park. Someone playing catch to their kid in the front yard. Here comes the police because someone reported because they're morally superior. The morally superior police are coming out in droves. That's one of the things I'm saying. That's why it's every man for himself right now. It's very sad. It's a very sad thing. And
my son Travis said there was a drone following him on the beach in Maui because he was surfing. You're not supposed to be surfing. He said he was out in the waves and there was a drone over there.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what's happening. We're seeing it. You're seeing it. And so, anyway, we'll see how that all works out.
Yep.
You'll see how that all works out. I think it was Benjamin Franklin. He who trades his liberty for safety deserves neither. So that's what we're seeing right now is we are trading our liberty in the eyes of safety. I was actually on the way to the show this morning, listened to a radio broadcast, and they were saying how drones are here for your safety.
Ah.
And drones are delivering safety to everybody right now. By videotaping people in your backyard who are barbecuing with more than, you know, in unsafe distances. And so, you know, that we're, and this is for your safety. We're giving up your liberty for the price of safety. And so that's what I'm seeing happening in the world today.
Makes me wonder about my family's Easter egg hunt tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let's see how many people are in my family, just my immediate family. Oh, about 15 or so.
You're not supposed to be there. You're not supposed to be there, but I am the moral police, and I will...
Uh-oh.
Turn me in.
I will turn you.
Well, thanks for identifying yourself.
Well, this is a mortgage show, and we want to talk to you about your home loan. We want to talk about getting a refi. We want to talk about buying a home. But it's also therapy. It's therapy for us who sit all week, and mm-hmm. we have to watch the...
I needed therapy after this week.
Well, some people say, Bubba, that you need therapy
anyway.
All the time. So...
Well, you know, we had a birthday party last night.
Whose birthday was it?
My youngest son. He turned 23. So we did a Zoom birthday party, and I ordered him his favorite Thai food from a Thai restaurant. He picked it up when he got off work on his way home.
Did he tie one on?
So all the listeners who thought you were 33, you just burst their bubble.
Yeah, I'm so not 33. Yeah. But it was fun, though. It was fun. We had a lot of fun on Zoom changing our virtual backgrounds and stuff.
It was only 3 weeks ago when I told everybody that you're going to need to get cash.
Yep.
You're going to need cash. The SBA program that's out there, Wells Fargo announced they already ran out of money on their SBA program loans.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, anyway, we'll see how that all works out for businesses that are trying to pay employees and keep afloat. That's one of the things we've seen out there. You know, commercial loans, some companies aren't paying their rent for their leases. We're going to see how that all works out. So many things can be said about this thing. And the numbers that came out said 240,000 people were going to die. And so we have to get – it's got to get 1,200 times worse than it is right now for that to happen. 1,200 times worse, Bubba.
Mm.
So does that make sense? We have less than 20,000 deaths so far already from this thing, and it, for 240,000, it has to get 1,200 times worse. So you've been sitting at home for a month, for 3 weeks. And so if you just stay home 1,200 more times 3 weeks, then, you know, we'll reach our capacity. Yeah. I'm making Tress happy this morning, so... But
text us.
But we have our text lines. If you want to talk about refinancing.
Time to get a refinance for sure.
If you want to refinance your house, it's 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with texaslending.com. If you want to call and get a question in, you can also question us here, 972-387-4600. If you want to raise your moral authority and, just let us know. Let us know. And if you want to get that cash back refinance, you might have equity in your house. Time to get that cash out right now. Text us 972-387-4600. Coming back for more on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right. Hopefully I got most of my therapy out in the first 15 minutes. We're here for the next segment here on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. We want to answer questions for you. If you want to refinance your house, that's what we do. We do cash outs, refinances, home purchases. And at TexasHoney.com, we're here to share with you that some loan programs are a little bit more difficult right now to get than they were just a month ago. For example, low credit government loans, government insured loans like VA and FHA, much more difficult to find in the industry, as many investors and lenders have stopped offering them. Jumbo loans. Many investors have stopped doing jumbo loans in the industry because of the uncertainties of people being able to repay their mortgages. And so what is the program that I'm seeing has the best opportunities for you? The simple 15-year rate and term refinance still has really good rates. But if you try to get a cash out or anything else in the 15 years, it's very difficult to find a good loan there for you. The 30-year loan, though, on the 30-year rate and term purchase, cash out refinance, that's where the best opportunities are in the industry with the greatest rates and the greatest rate improvements for people. You can get really good 15-year rates if you're just trying to refinance, simple refi. But as soon as you go into the, again, as soon as you go into the cash out arena on the 15 years, it's difficult to find. Let's go. We had a couple questions, Tress.
We do. Somebody wants to know, how can I refinance my mortgage?
The simple answer is to call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. You know, you've seen Quicken Loans out there, and I'm not afraid to say it, the Rocket Mortgage, and they're offering these offers to people, and their rates are 0.5% higher than ours, okay? So TexasLending.com is here to help you with rates 0.5% lower than them. So call TexasLending.com, and we'll give you a great quote today.
You know, and the funny thing is we're seeing a lot of appraisal waivers now. And I don't know if Fannie Mae's lifted some kind of
deal.
Because I've got,
I mentioned on the show a month ago,
I've
that you
like
missed that
six
show.
Or seven appraisal waivers in the last 2 weeks, and it can't be a previous cash out, but three or four of them were just purchases from like a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
and I'm getting an appraisal waiver, which I find kind of that.
Well, no, really they
cool.
announced it. I had said they're going to have to do
that.
It because there won't be what the free. Well, when I first announced it, is because the industry, the refinance business, had increased 1,000%.
Right.
And there was only the same number of employees. So there was a 10 times the business for refinances and the same number of employees. And I said, there's the same number of appraisers, too.
Right.
So your appraisals will take 6 to 8 weeks if you know, you required. So they said they're going to have to require or have a waiver for appraisals for at certain loan to values on certain loan products. The cash out refinances still require appraisals.
Mm-hmm.
Appraisal waivers are coming at certain loan to value. If you have equity in your house,
but if you had a previous cash out, the appraisal waiver doesn't count. So we always have to ask that question because, for some reason, that appraisal waiver is not good.
And a lot of people that are just trying to lower their rate on a refinance, there's typically a $500 charge up front to get an appraisal done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we get an appraisal waiver, then that money would be reimbursed to you. I think there is a small charge for the appraisal waiver desk review, but the rest would be reimbursed to you. If you paid for the appraisal and then we end up getting a waiver for it, you would get reimbursed. Those are good things because it's going to save you some money. Also, you already, after you refinance on a mortgage, get to skip a payment after you refinance. So if you refinance now, let's say you got a loan closed, what is it, April, then you wouldn't be paying a May payment. You typically wouldn't have your first payment until June. And so those are some things that you might want to think about.
I had one that closed within 2 weeks.
Well, our loans are still closing in 30 days. And the banks are probably going to take you 6 to 8 months to get your loan closed. So just get prepared for that if you think that's the answer.
With the appraisal waiver, it closed in 2 weeks. It was a one-touch for the underwriter, one-touch.
Call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600, or go online to TexasLending.com today. Tress.
All right. My wife and I are wanting to buy our first home. We just don't know where to start.
TexasLending.com.
When you think mortgage,
we'll get you fully
TexasLending.com.
So what we'll do is get you fully pre-approved. What I mean by that is there's no charge. It's a free call and a free pre-approval. And when I say pre-approval, you'll talk to a loan officer. They'll take 90% of a loan application. What won't they have? They won't have the address that you're going to be of the home you're going to buy. You don't know what home you're going to buy yet. So it's not really an application until you have a home or an address that we can get you approved for. But we can pre-qualify your credit, and we will pre-approve that credit with an underwriter. We'll verify whether your credit and your assets and everything's ready to go. That's called our fast-track purchase process, because once you're pre-qualified with a pre-approval letter and you do get a contract to buy a house, here's the things we need after contract. We need an appraisal. You're going to need title insurance ordered, homeowner's insurance, and a survey to survey the property to find out where the property lines are, to find out where the easements are for the city and the electric lines and everything else. The survey will tell us where all those lines are, and you're going to want to know where your property lines are so your neighbors don't start planting trees in your backyard.
It's important.
But we do have drones to look for that to make sure they're not doing it right now. So those drones will protect you from coming into your yard. And
survey says.
And so anyway, you want to call TexasLending.com for the fast track approval. The call is free. The pre-approval is free. There's no charge until you get a contract on a home. And once you get a contract, we'll have to collect for the appraisal. That's your out-of-pocket charge from TexasLending.com. We're going to charge you for the appraiser so we can pay the appraiser to appraise your home who's unaffiliated with TexasLending.com. They get paid. They got to do their job. And so that's that. Until you close, TexasLending.com makes no money. That's what lenders do. We make no money until we offer you a loan. So, Tress, let's go on to the next. Any more questions?
Yeah, we do. Here we go.
Let's do it.
What do I need to do and have to be refinance ready?
Get refinance ready. What do you want? Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you can get your last 2 years of W-2s, that'd be fantastico. And then if you could get yourself your last 2 years of tax returns as well, just to have them handy. You may not need the tax returns, but have it handy because that way everything's ready. Get your last 3 bank statements. I want that. And your survey to your property. If you have a copy of your home survey, then we won't need to get a new one for most of you. If your survey is less than, let's say, 10 years old, then you're going to be, most people are going to be okay. Now, what things would require a new survey? If you put a pool in, you know, something
added
like that.
Added a room.
Yeah, yeah. Added some additional, you know, acreage to your property, something like these kind of things.
Squirrely stuff.
Yeah, so... But most people don't need a new survey, and that's why the older they get, the more chances there is that you might need a new survey. But if we have a copy of your old survey, you won't need a new one. You want that homeowner's insurance, your bank statements, your home. I said, didn't say your homeowner's insurance. Copy of your homeowner's insurance. This is how you get ready. So get us your recent pay stub. Get us W-2, your last couple of years W-2s and tax returns. Get us a survey.
What if they're self-employed?
Get us a copy of your homeowner's insurance. Pardon me?
What if they're self-employed?
That's what the tax returns are for.
You would underwrite those.
So if you're self-employed, that's why, you know, 2 years of tax returns. If you are self-employed, then we're going to be looking at your business tax returns as well, potentially. Depends. For example, if you have a whole lot of equity in the house and a super high credit score, and you show a lot of reserves on your application, reserves being... you have retirement funds and cash in your bank, and you have a lot of equity. You know, the requirements, if it's a very low risk to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, very low risk requires less documentation. But that all goes hand in hand. So get us your 2 years of tax returns, and if you're self-employed, probably 2 years of business returns as well. We got to make sure your business is making money. If your business is losing money and you're raking all the cash out of it, that doesn't show a long-term perspective of being able to pay a mortgage. So those are the things we can say it simple again. W-2s and tax returns the last 2 years. Copy of your homeowner's insurance. Copy of your survey. And last month of banks, last couple of months of bank statements and pay stub. That's then you're refinance ready. What I mean is, we get your application, and we can start processing it quickly, and you can close your loan very quickly, especially with the appraisal waivers that we're seeing for rate and term refinances. As Bubba said, if you got a cash out in the past, then you're probably not going to be able to get appraisal waiver.
Yeah.
So we have all text lines open at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. You can text us there. You can go online to apply at texaslending.com. Our loan officers are working. They are working remotely. As a matter of fact, 80% of our staff is home. As a matter of fact, it's been moving slowly, creeping up to the 85% of our staff is working from home. We do have it where if you call into our company live, you will get transferred live, and our loan officers can receive your call live from home. It's like a round robin. It goes to the loan officers at their own phone. And so you're talking to loan officers live, and when you get your application in, and the loan officers get into our dialer, and they're dialing you. And so it's happening just as fast as it was before, except they're in the confines. Maybe it's not confines. Maybe it's...
The comfort.
Maybe it's not comfortable in their own home. So my wife knows how much I dislike doing projects around the house. My project is TexasLending.com. That's my project. I live and breathe and die for the last 20-some years with TexasLending.com. So to think
you haven't rearranged the furniture in your living room?
Well, we have a son, and so I spend a lot of time managing, you know, what we're going to do next there, running them around to practices and things like that. Now, a lot of that shut down, right? So my wife decides that she's going to start the project of all projects, you know. And so I'd rather eat lint than do projects on the home. And so anyway, if any of you have a nice stockpile of lint, send it my way as the lint eating inducing project is starting. And of course she makes me feel guilty because, well, I'll just do it myself, she says. And then I sit there and I go, okay, now she's trying to make me feel bad about myself.
But you don't.
So, no, I do feel bad.
Do you? Why
don't you just hire somebody to do it?
That's
the easiest thing.
Social distancing.
You're creating jobs. You're creating.
That's what I'd like to do.
That's what I do.
That's what I want to do. No, I have to.
I am not a painter.
So we will get back to the comedy of the home project and your home loans after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Well, Tress is stuffing your face with donuts. Don't you know, Tress? I had to turn you down because you're smacking.
I'm so sorry.
So donuts are 2,600 times more effective in killing you than the coronavirus for most people.
Well, that's
true. It's 38,000 times greater chance. 38,000 times a greater chance of dying of heart failure than dying of coronavirus.
It takes a lot of donuts to create that, though. I'm only having one.
That's if you're in Texas. So, yeah, well, you're having one, but you know what? It all adds up, Tress. Just walk away from the donut. So, anyway, we're talking about home loans. If you want to text us about refinancing, how much money can you save? If you have a $240,000 mortgage, if you drop your rate by 1%, that's $200 a month. The 30-year fixed this week for people with great credit was down around 3.25 for 3.125, okay, which prior to this year would have been the lowest 30-year fixed of all time. The 15-year, if you have great credit, as low as 2.625, somewhere between 2.6 and 2.875 right now. If you're out there on the street trying to refinance, some people say, call me when it's 2.5. Well, you can get it at 2.75, which would still be prior to March of 2020. That would have been the lowest 15-year fixed of all time, and so that's where we are in rates right now. Can you get that rate? What are your credit qualifications? How much equity do you have in your house? What is your loan amount? We can share with you whether you can refinance, whether it's a good loan for you, and whether you can get cash out of your home and what kind of rate you're looking for. Text us how much you owe, what your home is worth, what your current rate is, and we can what your credit score is, and we can share with you whether it's a good idea or whether you can save some money in that refinance. If you want to buy a home, how much money do you make? What's your credit score? What do you have for a down payment? We'll be able to share with you whether you can buy a home and what kind of payment you might be able to afford. 972-387-4600. That's the tax line, 972-387-4600. We are talking about the lint eating inducing home improvement project that my wife has decided to take upon.
Well, what is it that she wants done?
We have 40 cabinets in our kitchen.
That's a lot of cabinets.
She wants to take down all the cabinets. That's a lot. By the way, that's a lot of drilling. So I am now undrilling all of the screws that put the cabinets in. And the drill. Then I have to take the hinges off the cabinets because she wants to paint the entire kitchen a different color.
Oh.
Not the kitchen, the cabinets and the wood around the cabinets, which then bleeds into the room where we have the laundry room, right? Uh-huh. What do they call that room?
The utility room.
The utility room. And so that bleeds into the utility room and the utility cabinets. And so that is project number one because she found it on YouTube. And you know what I'm thinking of doing so I can get out of this mess? I might report her to the authorities. Because paint is not an essential. It's not essential. And she doesn't have a license to be doing home repair.
So we have leftover paint. I can bring you
some. She is not bonded by the state. I think I might be able to get out of this thing, guys. Because, you know, then my wife, because I don't do a lot of stuff around the house, she's like, how did you learn how to use a drill? And I'm like, you learn how to use a drill.
By using it.
Just by being born, you know you how to. You just plug it in and push the button.
That doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
That's
push
not
the
true.
Button.
That's not true.
You push the button and it undrills and then anyway.
Yeah, but you have to know how to put the drill bit in, what size Listen, you need to use.
I just told you she's unbonded and unlicensed to do home improvements, and she asked me, she goes, can you teach me how to use a drill? And I was like, and this person's redoing my cabinets?
That is a little scary.
This is the project that could lead to our marriage demise. All right. Tress, you have new questions for us.
We do. My wife is currently waiting to hear back on a job that would be a significant raise in pay. Should we wait to hear back on the job before we start the refinance process? She should hear back within the next 4 weeks.
Well, do you need the money to qualify?
That's well, here's the thing. No, here's the problem is if you start refinancing and then we go to verify your job and you don't have your first paycheck, then it can throw your refinance and your rate lock into tailspin there.
But if you don't need her income to qualify, it.
Is that what it says?
No, it does not say that.
It doesn't say that they don't need her income to qualify.
She would get a significant pay raise.
So we can take a look at that and see if what the qualifications are now. I would say get the job. Rates, listen. Here's my
rates
anticipation.
Listen?
Here's – listen, Linda, listen. All right. So – we have a situation where if this thing, regardless of whether this thing goes away right now, or where rates are going to be low for a while, right? Here's what would cause rates to go up. If the government continues this nonsense of telling you what you can buy at the store and what's essential and what's not essential, then the essential products, you're going to have a shortage of products and there'll be massive inflation. You'll have a shortage of goods because there's no one being able to make these things right now. As a shortage of goods goes on, then you're going to start having violence and more violence going on, and you'll have inflation. And so that is the only thing that would be a concern of rates going up. But if I wouldn't see that there would be this shortage of people trying to sell their homes. So if people are trying to sell their homes, I just don't see rates going up. There's going to be deflation because the asset values are going to be collapsing, you know. Now, what would cause the collapse and a rise in asset values? Again, asset values would go up and there's less assets available. You know, there's less assets available. And so that's what would cause a massive rise in inflation.
Kevin, I need you
I think rates are going to be low for a while.
I need you to do me a favor. I need you to fix your collar, please, because I can't reach across and do it for you.
Oh, really?
Just
you
turn
got
it down. It's okay. Just driving me a little nuts.
So just because you said that, I'm going to pop the collar.
Okay. Well, if you pop it up, that's okay, because it pops up all the way
yes.
around. It's very
now it's, now
Elvis
got,
Presley 1980s looking.
Okay. So now yeah. I'm making Trust feel happy because she's got some
Thank
kind
you.
Of compulsive disorder. All right, Trust. All right, Trust. We're trying to help people with mortgages.
I know. Sorry. Just like, I can't take it anymore.
COVID therapy. This is what we call this. Mortgage and COVID therapy. Next.
All right. Somebody who wants to refinance. They purchased their home for $299 in 2017. Their current rate is 4.125%. They owe $271,000. Their current value is between $335,000 and $345,000. Trying to get rid of PMI.
My favorite thing to do is once you ask a new question, I go back to the last question. That's my favorite thing to do. I forgot to say that. Rates are going to be low for a while. If your wife has an opportunity for a new job making more money, they get the new job with new money and then refinance because the rate should be low for a while. But you want to get that job. You don't want to forego that job.
Yeah, but the thing to see is if you can – why wait if you can do it now and doesn't have anything to do with the job, you know?
Well, we don't know – again, I mean, we don't know what the income it. Requirements are yeah. for you to refinance because we don't – that other person we don't know. This one, they got it in 2017 at $300,000. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They think now it's worth $335 to $340. Okay, that's good to know. And they owe $271. They're at 4 1/8. They're trying to get rid of PMI. It doesn't say, it says they owe $271. So they would need to have 20% equity on the new appraisal of $345. So if it was worth $345, 20% of that $70,000, yeah, well, you know. That's interesting. So they're going to be close. They're going to be close.
Yeah, but once you know put taxes and insurance in there, you know, you might have a small amount of mortgage insurance in
yep.
there. Unless you can bring that money to make sure you're under 80% or maybe bring your escrows to the table or, you know, or your costs.
If they want listen, if they can get rid of PMI and even if they can only drop the rate to 3.8 to cover the closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
This is really about the appraisal. Because if it comes in at 335, they don't have enough equity to get rid of the PMI. If it comes in at 345, they should have enough equity to get rid of the appraisal. It's very close. Their rate is worth refinancing alone. They can go from 4.1 and get that down near 3.1.
You know what I would do is I would put in the value at 350 and run the DU and see if you get an appraisal waiver.
Yeah.
Oh, and they have a great credit score.
So the credit score.
Because that plays into it. The credit score plays into it.
Yep.
On the appraisal waiver. I haven't seen an appraisal waiver under 680.
To get rid of the PMI, I know they're going to get an appraisal waiver.
Well, they have an 820 credit score. So
we're going to take a look at this. And you can save money on your rate right now. That is an absolute yes with your credit score. Can you get rid of the lower the rate and get rid of the PMI? That is the trick. And so maybe you had to bring a little bit of money to closing to get rid of the PMI, but you'd probably just 1% on your loan amount of 270, you're going to be saving about $250 a month right now based on their original loan amount, what their rate was,
right?
Where they'd be going to on a 30-year.
Even if you had mortgage insurance, it would be less than $50 a month.
I think our best idea is to go to a 20-year. Because on this one, potentially on a 20-year, on a refinance, they could, one, get rid of their rate lower, get rid of the PMI, and it might be an option for them. Bubba thinks otherwise. He thinks that rates in the 20 years aren't as good as
they're
the
30s.
So
don't ask me why, but they're not.
Okay. I know on the cash
we've been
outs,
doing 25-year loans, and people just paying the difference either to 20 or 15.
Well, make sure you call TexasLending.com. Find out your options. Let's take a look at this thing, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We're going to take a break, come back, and answer more of your questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller, Travis Collins, Bubba Alexander. Text lines open at 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. So You can text us there. We can answer your questions, whether it's time for you to refinance. Tell us how much you owe. Tell us what it's worth. Tell us what your current credit score is. Tell us what your current rate is. We can tell you whether you can save money. If you're trying to buy a home, they are still happening in Dallas-Fort Worth. There was a big month of March for home purchases in Dallas. If we can just get this thing, when I say if we can get a sane way to get back to work, a sane way, a healthy way to get back to work, if we can do that by May 1st, then we might just be able to save this thing, this whole economy. But anyway.
It's going to be like BC and AC.
Now, if that happens, we'll see how fast things
before
get.
Before COVID, after COVID.
How fast things get going. You know, there will be a shortage of goods. Things are not being manufactured right now, like cars and other things. We'll see how this all comes to play in terms of the price of goods when things get done. But call us now, 972-387-4600. Text us there. We'll answer your questions about whether you can save money or buy a home and what it will cost you. Mm-hmm. All right, Tress, you have the week of post-Easter coming up.
Yes.
Post-Easter week.
We do.
There's no golf, there's no baseball, there's no football, there's no marathons. What are you doing to keep yourself in shape?
Well, I'm still working out at home, and I'm still doing walk runs, and and I eat non-GMO flour. And I can't believe you don't know what GMO means.
I don't.
Bubba doesn't pay attention to that. He's in his 60s.
Hey, I am gluten plus.
Well, it's not about gluten or not. Well, actually, it is about the gluten because, you know, GMOs are the genetically modified organisms that they actually put into the DNA of the wheat and stuff. And it's made with weed killer. That's why GMO flour and stuff is bad for you. And people have become allergic to gluten.
Yeah.
So you buy the non-GMO flour and everything's fine.
Well, see, Bubba?
Huh. See? No, I don't see.
You don't want to see.
Well, make sure you call us. Text us 972-387-4600. We're taking your questions about home loans. Make sure you get your questions in. We do want to see if you can refinance, and I think we have a question right now.
We do. My current rate is 4.375%, and I owe $195,072. I'm currently paying $1,927 a month, $310 to principal, $707 to interest, and $909 to escrow. Currently have a FICO score of 660. I make $64,000 a year. What kind of rate and monthly payment could I expect?
I wonder if that person has any MIP on that loan. You know,
what's the value, does it say?
They owe $195. Okay, it didn't really say a value.
They don't have
but,
a current value.
But the thing is, it's interesting. You see this, their escrow amount for their taxes and insurance is $909 a month, which would tell me that this home is probably somewhere around $400,000 in value, I'm just going to guess that. The reason I'm guessing that is I'm assuming that, you know, $700 to $750 of that is your taxes.
Well, that wouldn't be $400,000.
Now, I wonder if there's MIP in that escrow.
Like $300,000.
Well, I call it 350. I'm gonna guess. Yeah, 300 to 350 is probably. Anyway, the point is, it sounds like they have equity in that thing. Their current rate's 4.375. They can definitely get a lower rate on FHA. With that score of 660, though, it's gonna. Here's the problem: is FHA is getting really under 680 right now. FHA rates are getting 660 is right in the middle. I know it under 640. There is a big issue in the industry because of potential defaults on those loans.
I priced out a conventional 668 this week, and the rate was like 3.875.
Yeah, that's not going to do much here.
Yeah.
So is this it depends on their equity position, really. Because if their credit score was an 880 or an – oh, it's 880. There's no 880. If their
credit score was 925.
No. If they had an 800 credit score, they'd be taking that 4.375, but – getting down around 3 and 8, like our last texter. And so, but with their credit score at 660,
their value is 265.
It says the value is 260. They have a lot of escrow.
Must be some MI in there.
There must be some mortgage insurance in there. Yeah, with $900 of escrow. That's higher than their interest payment, and it's higher than their principal payment. And so it's very close to their principal plus interest. So, anyway, at 265, they have a little bit of equity in that thing. It sounds like they have their 20% equity to get rid of PMI if they can. We'll take a look at that. I mean, they might be able to get Bubba a lower rate and get rid of PMI.
Right.
And that might be able to save them some money. I know. Well, I don't know. We'll have call us, because if it runs a 659 when you call us.
We have loan officers here today.
Versus a 680.
Holiday weekend, so.
They ran it at 660. If we rerun it at 680, we'll take a look. It's kind of in the middle there. That 660 score is that no man's land, you know, of what your rate's going to be. It's a crapshoot.
Okay. Yeah, especially on Trust. Cash outs now.
I think we have time for one more. Yeah. Looking to refinance, credit score 745. Current rate is 4.75. Loan balance is 298. Home value is 401. Purchased in February of 2019. Thanks. Or 2019.
Listen, their home's worth 400. They owe 300. Time to refinance. They're at, what did it say their rate was?
4.75.
I mean, they could get that thing down on a 15-year, down around 2.75. And, you know, if you get 2.875, 2.75, if you pay a point, you get 2.625 on that loan. If they save 1%, if they went down to 3.625 on a 30-year, that's nearly 2% on this. They could save $400 to $500 a month in interest payments.
Dang.
By dropping the interest on this thing. $400 to $500, they will say between $500 a month is what they'd save right now in interest payments if they went back to a 30-year at 3.125, or right around there. And they can call our office at 972-387-4600 right now. You can go online and just get your information there. Where do I live? What's my home value? How much am I trying to refinance? Get us your phone number, your email address. We'll be contacting you immediately. And you can go do either one of those at texaslending.com. And, Trust, we have about a minute left. Mm-hmm. Bubba, you doesn't sound like you're doing any home improvements at your house this week.
Mm-mm.
No? You're done with that?
Mm-hmm.
You're all over? At what age did
I'm
you?
I'm watching Masters reruns.
Have you ever done a home improvement project on your own?
Never.
You have never done a home improvement project?
Never.
You
really?
See? It doesn't require, it is not required of
it
a man to be able to do that.
It requires a credit card.
Yes,
a check.
Yes.
And it also it also improves the economy.
See?
Creates jobs.
This man right here.
I'm creating jobs.
See? But my wife.
You've never painted a room in your house?
Never.
No, we've painted.
God. I've never eaten vegetables either, green ones.
All right. I haven't seen Bubba eat anything green in 10 years. I'm telling you that.
Margarita is the only green thing that ever passes these lips.
Bless your heart.
It's an experiment he's trying. I don't know if it's going to work out.
It's worked for 64.
We got to get out of here, folks. Go online and apply at texaslending.com. Call us 972-387-4600 for Tress and Bubba. Mm-hmm. I'm Kevin Miller. See you next week in the texaslending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.